Hey there, welcome aboard. You're just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Garrett. We'll go ahead and get this thing started. As you know, on the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast, we discuss music, sports, and life. Music, sports, and life, or the other way around, is sports, music, and life. It just all depends on what comes to mind on today. So first, on the sports front, well, last night, or should I say yesterday, there was a good slate of NFL games that came on. One of the ones that stuck out was Buffalo versus Kansas City. That turned out to be a hell of a game. Buffalo got their revenge and they beat Kansas City. And now you're starting to hear people talk about how wonderful Josh Allen is, and you know, he's the next big thing. And he may supplant Patrick Mahomes. Well, of course, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, so of course I'm going to hate and say absolutely not. Because he has not done the one thing that Buffalo still has not done or achieved, and that is get a Super Bowl. Now, Buffalo went to the Super Bowl 4 times. They didn't come up with the ring. So until he does that, and he's probably going to have to do it multiple times, then no, he's not going to supplant Patrick Mahomes. And not only that, but I'm pretty sure they're going to see each other again in the AFC Championship, unless another team steps up and supplants them. But you know, it's too early to tell. It's only week 7, so it's too early to call how that's going to play out. Of course, as you know, my Dolphins, unfortunately, they did not fare as well against the Minnesota Vikings, as we lost yesterday at home. Skylar Thompson, I believe he injured his thumb or his hand, something like that. So he had to go out. They brought in Teddy Bridgewater. And while Teddy did his best to try to bring the team back, unfortunately, he threw a couple picks and the team just could not get it together. I believe that we're having issues with our offensive line, as per usual, but I believe some of the key pieces that we were missing are coming back this week. And so, speaking of this upcoming this week, we have Pittsburgh on the schedule. I need to look and see if that is going to be a Thursday night game or a Sunday night game. I can't remember which one, but I feel like it's going to be a Sunday night game. So yeah, so next Sunday, I believe we got the 8:20 kickoff against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I know a lot of Steelers fans, you know, they're gonna be coming for me. I'm not worried about it because they've done this before and we beat them. Then they turn around and beat us in the playoffs, but that's another story. But yeah, so that should be a good matchup. The other big game of the week, so to speak, was Dallas and Philly. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they flew and they beat the Dallas Cowboys last night. Saw all the Dallas Cowboy fans on my timeline crying their eyes out, but hey, you know, Philly played better than you and they had a better team. And I'm pretty sure we're going to see them again at some point later on in the season. You know, as the season gets into the playoff mode and, you know, NFC Championship, because, I mean, the last time that they started out 6-0, they won the Super Bowl. So it's too early to tell, and there's a lot more season left, but it's going to be quite interesting down the stretch. On the college football front, we know that Tennessee beat Alabama. Alabama is now 6th in the ranking. Tennessee's now 3. Never thought I would have seen that at the beginning of the season. I'm sure a lot of people on both sides did not anticipate that. So again, the SEC is going to be quite interesting to see how this turns out, because you have 4 teams, well, 3, that are all haven't lost yet, and that's Tennessee, Georgia, Ole Miss. I know those 3 teams for sure have not lost yet. So one of them is going to take an L. Don't know who it's going to be, but yeah. Let's just say that the SEC Championship and the college football playoffs are going to be real interesting this particular season, depending upon how things shake out. My South Carolina Gamecocks were taking on the Texas A&M Aggies this upcoming Saturday. Of course, you know, I'm predicting my Gamecocks to do the damn thing and get the W. And since we have this track record of teams who are not too happy with the coaches, and when they lose to us, they get run off. Well, I'm telling you now, if we beat Texas A&M Saturday, well, let me spin that back. When we beat Texas A&M Saturday, you can best believe that Jimbo, he might be packing his bags, Because like I told a fan that I work with at Texas A&M, y'all print money like you're the U.S. Mint. So you can find the $86 million that you'll have to pay him so that he can skedaddle. And so, on that note, music-wise, you know, I hadn't really come across anything yet I just haven't come across anything yet that's really struck my fancy. There is a couple things I do need to listen to that's been in the archive, at least in the archive of my mind, so I need to go through that. And, you know, I will give my review and update once I get a chance to listen to what I was able to listen to. But I did kind of revisit the Silk Sonic album, An Evening with Silk Sonic. I did kind of listen to that a little bit over the weekend as I was riding out. And I was just, I'm just amazed at the musical artistry of that particular album. So I wish they were getting their just due, because I think they would clean up at the Grammys, but you know, that's a whole nother take. What else musically? Now, of course, musically, there's been a couple things going on with some female rappers. You got Nicki Minaj going at it with this other rapper named Latto, or I think her name is Big Latto. Makes no sense to me. It seems like Nicki should try to go get her money and work with this girl, Latto. I'm still trying to figure out what... I think I know one of the songs, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's real beef, fake beef, who knows, could be anything. Let's see, what else is going on? And there's another situation with another rapper. I'm not going to really speak on it because, you know, I don't know what else to say about this particular person. I mean, you started out hot, you proved to the world who you were, then all of a sudden, and I think we know why, but we don't want to speculate, but all of a sudden now you're doing just the absolute most. And I feel like as if you're gonna find out the hard way what happens when you do things or say things that you should not say against certain groups of people. So I'm just gonna leave that right there. So if I come across anything music wise you know, I will be able to let you know you know, my thoughts and how I feel about it. But I know that lately, again, you know, my vibe lately has been listening to smooth jazz, or you know, some kind of old school jazz album, whatever. Smoke my cigar, have a little drink, and I'm good. Now, some people will say I'm an old soul, and I'm cool with that. I'm quite fine with that. You know, it is what it is. But that's not to say I don't know my modern music. I just don't listen to a lot of it, and that's just because it does not appeal to me. It doesn't really say, hey, you know, doesn't jump out like I need to listen to it. So that's all for the music front. And let's see, as far as life, you know, life's good. I've been listening to, as you know, I've been trying to been on this journey trying to heal myself from past traumas, trying to, you know, forgive myself, and you know, trying to work through some things, trying to make myself a better person, be a better man, you know, in this world, and how I show up, and you know, how I interact, stuff like that. And so today I was listening to a podcast, you know, I listened to The Mindset Mentor by Rob Dial. And if you don't listen to him, I mean, yo, I gotta give it to him. Like, he taps into, you know, your senses and your psyche or whatever. And yeah, a lot of his podcasts actually speak to me, because this is where I am in life, is where I'm trying to figure some things out, and you know, again, trying to, you know, heal from past situations and or trauma so that I don't continue to take it into the future. And so today he talked about setting boundaries, and so I got thinking about it, and I was like, you know what, yeah, that's one thing that I have started to get better at, which is setting boundaries. And so, you know, it could be setting boundaries. You know, he talked about how people have to set boundaries with their friends. They may have to set boundaries with their family. They may have to set boundaries, you know, with just, it could be coworkers. It could be just anything. And so for the longest time, I used to have trouble setting boundaries. And I never knew why, you know, and I didn't really know how to do it. And then I guess I started to learn how to do it, but not necessarily do it the right way, because I was the type of person, And I guess to a certain extent, I still am the type of person where if I feel like, you know, you're crossing lines, it's either going to be one or two things. Either I'm just going to walk away and just cut you off completely, or, you know, I, depending upon who you are, I may try to talk about it. But unfortunately, talking about it, sometimes my emotions would get in the way. So what I'm trying to convey with my message would get lost because of the emotions. So that's something I'm definitely working on. But I feel like now I've gotten better about setting boundaries, because the bottom line is, you know, you get to a certain point where you just don't want to deal with certain things. You're not going to deal with certain things because you don't have to deal with certain things. I think earlier on in my career, and I'm talking like all the way back, you know, when I first started working a quote unquote real job, because I didn't know how to set boundaries, I kind of dealt with some things that I, you know, most people shouldn't have or wouldn't have. And so part of me learning how to set boundaries is growing a more, I guess you could say, stern backbone. And that's not to say that I was a complete doormat, but there were times where, you know, I should have stood up more, but I didn't. And so finally, but eventually you're going to get to that point where you don't have a choice. It's either you're going to stand or you're going to be walked on. And so it's funny how I was in a situation once upon a time where I had to stand. You know, I didn't have any choice. You know, there was a situation where something happened on the job, and, you know, even though I did all that I could and I did the right thing, because I was depending on someone else to do their job and do the right thing, well, they did not. And so instead of, you know, in my mind, instead of going after that particular person who was causing the difficulty, they tried to come after me. And I was like, okay, now, having been in a situation before, a few years before that, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I'm just not going to sit here and not say anything. And so, you know, we had a meeting and they were like, oh, well, quitting you, you know, should have did blah, 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 blah. You know, we're looking at ways of disciplining. And I said, wait a minute. I said, let's get something straight here. I was like, here are the emails showing where I reached out to person X for this, you know, it was a document type situation. I was like, here's the email showing I reached out to person X. Here's my communication with them. Here's when I called them. No response. I was like, here's where I reached out to another party, got the document, got it signed, and I submitted it. Now, what happened from the time I put it in the mailbox to now, I can't speak on that because I used the tools that were given to me. So there's no way I'm going to sit back and let y'all try to discipline me over something that I didn't do. And so that was my first inclination of, wow, okay, not only did you stand up for yourself, but you set boundaries because you're letting them know you're not playing with them. And so, yeah, so sometimes it pays to just, you know, if something's going on and is really bothering you when you have interactions with certain, you know, certain people, you know, like I said, whether it be work, whether it be outside work, if someone's not right, you got to set that boundary, because I'm telling you, there's no worse feeling in the world than to interact with somebody that you can't stand or that makes you feel bad every time you interact with them. And you'll know it. You will definitely know when you're interacting with someone you don't, you know, you just can't deal with. And so you have two choices at that point. And setting boundaries will help you in your interactions with them, or it may cause you to say, you know what, I don't need this. I'm just going to let you go so I can do my own thing. You'll be okay. You know, stay over there. And yeah, and I'm going to be over here and everything's going to be all good. But I promise you, you set the boundaries and you set the boundaries early. You know, don't wait for something to get out of hand. Set the boundary early, set the boundary often, and you'll find that your interactions with, you know, whatever's bothering you or whoever's bothering you will run a lot smoother. But you can't go through life without setting them, because if, you know, people will treat you as you let them. So if you train them to treat you a certain way, they're going to. But if they see where they can just, you know, run over you, they're going to do that too. So I encourage you to, you know, just think about you know, think about your own life and think about areas where you need to set the boundaries and how you go about what do you need to do to set those boundaries, but still, you know, be kind, be fair. But how are you going to go about setting those boundaries, and what are you going to do should there be a reaction to you setting boundaries? Because another thing you'll find is that when you set boundaries with, you know, certain people, they will automatically remove themselves because they can no longer use or abuse you because they know you're not going to deal with them or put up with their shit. So the only advice I could really offer is if there's a situation in which you're interacting with someone and it's really bothering you, then no need to go through the stress, no need to go through the pain or aggravation. Set the boundaries, they can accept it or not, and be done with it, and you move on. And so that's the words that I have for you today on this, it was sunny and warm. Now it is rainy and cold day here in the DMV. But I mean, the leaves look nice, I guess, except for me having to go outside and rake them. Anyway, but this has been another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, please share, please let everybody know that we're here and that we exist for you. And as always, important, I wish you nothing but love, wish you nothing but peace and one love. I am Mr. Garrett, and I'm signing off now. Take care.